Today's show is sponsored by Holiday Travel, the only thing more stressful than actually seeing your family.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Today's the day.
What? What are you talking about?
Today's Friday.
That day. Today.
All right, are you ready to put on a show?
We've been working on it all week.
Well, it must be something.
It must be something approaching perfection.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I think you're gonna dig it.
Get ready.
You ready for what now?
All right, start the show.
Yep. Starting now.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. something approaching perfection, I guess. I don't know. Well, we're award-winning. That's for darn sure. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also available on your Alexa device. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on your Alexa? Well, you simply have to enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. Now, what we do is we record the show segments that we do live. Monday through Friday, we do a daily show between 8-ish and 11-ish on Radio 434. And then we repack all those segments into a full-length podcast for the day. And that usually drops around noon or so. And you can find that on the Alexa device simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click the Mike Show channel, and you'll see the link for it right there. You can go to YouTube as well. Our podcast is on the YouTube. And you can watch our show segments on Facebook Live. Not the complete show, but show segments. So, like this one, for example, this is the show open. And then it'll be followed by top list. And then it'll be followed by not headline news. And you get the picture. So just scroll through and watch all of our show segments on Facebook at the Mike Show VA. And that handle's good for all of our social media. And if you're not following us, like us long time at the Mike Show VA. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, X, wherever you podcast. TikTok? No. I'm sorry. We are not on the TikTok. I feel that I am way too old for the talk of tick. However, it has been brought to my attention that we should be doing more reels. Okay. And so I'm going to bring in the Duncan of Kate. Kate will give us a hand with reels really soon, I think. Or Hannah could probably help us with the reels as well. Really? Yes, really. Anywho, so there you go. That's all the ways that you can get us. That's all the things that you can catch our content on. So this is really, really exciting. I told you guys, about our bronze win. We are an award-winning show, by the way. The Lynchburg Living Magazine, they did their best of. and we were named Best Radio DJ, bronze category. I wore bronze today. So we got that. And then I got a notification from Facebook, from Meta, that because of the quality of our posts, the quality of our broadcasts, the quality of our content, they are stepping it up a bit as far as opening the taps and letting us reach more and more people. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm pretty proud of that. Sounds like it's going to be a good 2026. Today is the last day. I said the last day of November for us. Sorry, that was coffee. Last day of November for us. We are now tomorrow. We're not doing a show, but we are going to be broadcasting live and on location from Lynchburg Community Market. You're going to want to come out and join us. We will be there with Share Greater Lynchburg, and we're talking about, well, it's the giving season, and we're getting ready to kick off Giving Tuesday, which will be on December the 2nd. And we're broadcasting live, just engaging folks and talking about volunteering and talking about ways that you can give back to your community. That's going to be tomorrow between 9 and 11 at Lynchburg Community Market. So come on out and join us for that. And then Sunday is the Bright Nights Kickoff Festival. I will be running sound near the Christmas tree at the Craddock Terry. I'm not doing a booth this year. It's coming to the end of our year, and you know, when we do things like the wine festival, the garlic festival out at Rebeck Vineyards, we're there both days and we're sponsoring all four stages, and it takes a lot of staffing and volunteering and stuff. And I think we're gonna, you know, we kind of do a little bit more of a reach out to interns and folks that can join us out at our events. And then we want to do it right. We want to get a new tent, and we want to get a station vehicle and all the things. So we're regrouping. We're taking a little bit of time off after the Bright Nights Festival, because you know Tab is going to be all ankle deep in that. Maybe elbows deep into Bright Nights. I'll be running sound. So after that, we are leaving. We're heading up north, heading to Connecticut for Thanksgiving, and we're actually going to spend a little bit of time in New York City. New York City, taking Maddie to see Beetlejuice on Broadway. That's going to be our Tuesday. I believe Tavern on the Green for dinner, and then some sightseeing. We'll stay over and then some sightseeing on Wednesday. But no, I was asked yesterday if we were going to broadcast live from there. No, this one is just attempting to totally relax and do absolutely positively as much nothing whilst doing as much stuff in New York as possible. So that'll be all next week. We're going to be off. We're back December the 1st for the last push through the year to wrap up 2025. Coming up on today's program, Cammie is going to be joining us from Centra Health. She's going to be talking about her podcast and things that are going on within the Centra Health community. We're also, of course, because it's Friday, we are going to get really smart. Okay, so we've got five random facts that gets you smart. But then we've got nerd news. This week in science, it's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. Yeah. So you get two smarts for one dumb because we've got your stupid criminals. So that's pretty good, isn't it? That puts you ahead, right? All right. So would you like a money-saving tip for the holidays? According to this story, and this was actually on Fox News, by the way. This is not me. Their holiday money-saving advice, don't buy gifts for grandma. Just don't. All right. So we're going to delve.
Nothing for you.
That's right. Nothing. We're going to delve into this story. Don't buy gifts for grandma. And then, of course, we turned it into a top list. Top reasons you should still get a gift for grandma. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
My grandson knows I love to read, so he gave me one of those Nook things. He says it's an e-reader, so I guess it's called a Nookie. I told the girls in my bridge group I had a Nookie, and one of them spit her tea all over the place. I even got the strangest looks from my church group when I offered to let our pastor try out my Nookie. And you know what? My grandson accidentally left the receipt in the box. Why, they're practically giving Nookie away. So thank you, grandson. I love my Nookie. I take it wherever I go.
The Nook e-reader. Seriously, are you going to tell her?
No. No, she did it all for the Nookie. Hey, hi there. It's The Mike Show, finally Friday edition. So, Fox News. here's their holiday money-saving advice. Oh, this wasn't Fox News. It was a guest on Fox News. Okay, so we're not going to blame Fox News. But a guest on Fox News shared some holiday money-saving advice. Here's the money-saving advice. Don't buy gifts for grandma. All right. So this person is a financial coach named Jade Warshaw, and she urged shoppers to budget, 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 and added, remember, adults don't need gifts. Focus on the people in your life who are ages 3 to 18. Grandma doesn't need slippers. If they don't live by you, don't give them a gift. Now's not the time to spend and break the bank sending packages across the country. Okay. Naturally, this is a little controversial, and not just among grandmas. A lot of us have traditions of exchanging gifts with family and friends. And coworkers, we might buy more gifts than we should to make everyone, you know, make sure everybody's covered. Now, those traditions can be hard to break, but if you don't keep things in check, gifts for adults can spiral out of control, and it's reasonable and responsible to keep things reined in every year. Also, you can cut back with the kids, too. Well, let's be honest. The more gifts kids receive, the less they appreciate each individual one. But no kid is going to say, oh, this is too much. It can still be a special, joyous, and exciting time for families without maxing out your budget or loading up your credit cards to buy as many gifts as you possibly can. Don't buy grandma a gift. Let's see. Oh, okay. So here is... what she's... Oh, she's also the co-host of the Dave Ramsey Show. So here's the actual... Yeah, Here's the actual audio for this.
You need a plan. Also, remember, adults don't need gifts, okay? Focus on the people in your life who are age 3 to 18. Grandma doesn't need slippers. If they don't live by you, don't get them a gift. Now's not the time to spend and break the bank sending packages across the country, Dana. Focus on the people in your life ages 3 to 18.
Oh, okay. All right. So with that, that brings us to our top list because, of course, we turned this into a top list. With that, money-saving expert saying the best way to cut down on holiday costs is to not buy presents for adults, specifically grandma. We completely disagree. Find out why. With today's list, it's our top list today, top reasons you should still get a Christmas gift for grandma. All right, here we go, number one. She's the only member of the family dumb enough to still love you. There you go. Top reasons you should still get a Christmas gift for grandma. Do you want her to keep showing up so you can... okay, take two. Do you want her to keep showing up so you can kick her ass at pickleball or not? She'll forget to take it home and you can just return it anyway. Etsy is running a blowout on porcelain figures right now. Top reasons you should still get a Christmas gift for grandma. She needs something to open on Christmas morning other than her bottle of heart pills. She's got you something. Sure, it's a candle with a garage sale sticker on it, but still. Or a cat. Top reasons you should still get Christmas gifts for grandma. Duh, she's rich and, you know, she's gonna pass away. And anyway, hi there. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we got news and not headline news. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by the greatest car dealership on the face of planet Earth. It is CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A Washington business hired a convicted killer to play Santa. In their defense, you really have to hire a guy who knows the naughty list. Carly Rae Jepsen turns 40 today, so call her, maybe. Bravo released the cast of The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. I checked it out just to see who's going to be divorced soon. And college students in Texas solved a 1991 cold case murder. The only case I cracked in college was a 24-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and really happy that you could join us here on the Finally Friday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river for your Facebook viewers only. But, you know, if you're listening, you can just imagine it. Just picture it. There's the fountain, and then there's the flag, but it's not doing anything. It needs the Viagra. And then there's the river, and the leaves have pretty much all been gone, except for a little bit of dark hues every once in a while spattered in there. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. Coming up, We are going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Al Michaels is the only play-by-play commentator or host to cover all four major U.S. sports championships. He did the Super Bowl 11 times, the World Series 8 times, the NBA Finals twice, and the Stanley Cup Final 3 times. Number two, speaking of Super Bowls, there were 14 dot-coms that advertised during the Super Bowl in the year 2000. Only four are still active: Auto Trader, Last Minute Travel, Monster, and WebMD. Number three, pepperoni is an American food. In Italian, pepperoni with one P is the word for bell peppers, and there's no salami named pepperoni with two P's used as a pizza topping. Number four, a DNA analysis of apples found that they all originated in the mountains of Kazakhstan. Very nice. And then number five, the only U.S. states that produce coffee are Hawaii and California. About 90% of the coffee consumed in the U.S. is imported, especially from South America. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Yep, it is the Mike Show. It's the, what is today? Oh, yeah, finally Friday edition. Coming up, we are going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science, it's just science. Don't be afraid. Or be very afraid. Who knows? That's all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Cammie's joining us from Centra Health. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really glad it's Friday.
Me too, as a matter of fact. Now this is our last day of November for work.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so we've got the Thanksgiving holiday next week. But that doesn't mean that things stop.
Yeah.
And for your work as well, you guys have a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. Yes. Good things and a lot of changes. But I'm optimistic and I'm excited for the direction.
Okay. So let's talk about that. We've been featuring and so much more. It's mm-hmm. your podcast for Centra Health. You host it. And it is not just a behind the scenes, but it really is the community of Centra Health and all the folks that are part of that community. It could be caregivers, it could be patient stories, it could be stories within our region that are positive and uplifting. So tell us what's been going on.
So we have been really exploring a lot of different avenues. So, we were able to come on here and have some conversations about some of the changes that are going on with Medicaid and Medicare.
Yeah.
We've got some great things coming with a digital front door for the health system with digital registration and online scheduling. So we're going to be talking about that in a podcast later this month.
Okay.
But the most recent conversations we had, first this morning, I had a conversation that we'll be publishing next Wednesday with Dr. Detweiler. He is the new director of osteopathic medicine over at LFMR, and he's bringing that new approach of osteopathic medicine back into the mix. Into the mix for training our residents and creating that pipeline from Liberty University Com. And it's just exciting stuff. But then we had a conversation, and this is a two-part series that was just published, and one's publishing next week as well, on adolescent mental health.
Okay.
And this fascinated me, probably just because I have kids in middle school, and that's a lot of what we talked about. But we sat down first with school counselors from our Lynchburg City School System just to hear what is going on in these kids' lives and what are we dealing with from a mental health standpoint, and what kind of resources, do you have? What does your work look like? And then we did a follow-up part two with some of our therapists, clinical staff from psychiatry and behavioral health. So it's a two-part just about what's going on with our kids right now and what can we do about it? How do we support them? And because that is huge. That is such a huge thing that's happening right now. There's just this mental health, I don't want to say deficit, but mm-hmm. the need is growing. And it was very interesting to hear about.
Well, and to learn more about, what counselors and professional therapists are seeing
that's
out there. I have an elementary school child as well, mm-hmm. and that 11 years old, especially for a girl, that's a big change year.
Yes,
for her in general, I've seen some differences and changes from last year. A lot of that is because of the school. We talked about that off air, and we're not going to go too much deep into that. So she had to change schools. And that's a little bit of a struggle, but then the age,
transition.
Yeah.
One thing they talked about specifically with girls, because my daughter's 11 as well, is just the relational bullying. Things are very aggressive among girls in this age.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. I mean, whether you're the one bullying, there's always a reason behind that, or you're the one being bullied. And
sure.
It's just, sometimes it almost feels overwhelming to even talk about, because it's is there a solution? What can we even do? But then hearing just a simple technique. When we had Rebecca Hunter, and she's a counselor, a therapist over at psychiatry and behavioral health, but she's in the hospital.
Okay.
And she shared even just this is so practical, a cold compress. Like if you are feeling anxiety grow within you and you're, let's say, in a school environment, you know, ask to go get a drink of water. Go to the water fountain, take a cool sip of water, take a few deep breaths, and that cool water will start to bring down your body temperature and calm you down a little bit. Of course, separating yourself from the situation is also going to be good as well.
But
just something so simple like that, and to be able to even, you know, put that out there as an option. You know, a middle schooler can take that and be like, okay, well, I can go to the drinking fountain if I'm feeling anxious and get a drink of water. And if that's going to help, hopefully they'll be like, I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So little tangible, practical things like that.
Okay.
Was so good to have in the conversation. Hearing from our school counselors, just some of the things that they're experiencing. One shared a story about, you know, a girl who was feeling extremely self-conscious because of her hair. Like something was going on with her hair. I don't know if it was like a bad hair day or not. You know, we all have our bad hair days. But, you know, she said, we were in my office doing hair just so this girl could go back into her school day with just a little bit more confidence and feeling a little bit more at ease so she can focus. Because they shared, you know, and I hope I'm not butchering this, but it was so fascinating. When the fear aspect of your brain, where you like process fear, is activated, the learning and the comprehension, it comes from the same place. And so you can't do both at the same time.
There's only so much bandwidth.
There's only so much. Yeah. And so to hear, you know, this is a time of life where, you know, things are, you can be fearful and it is overwhelming. And a lot of kids struggle with fear. Are they able to learn and comprehend what's going on in school? And so, and then what can we do about it to eliminate the fear side so learning can happen? So just some great stuff in those podcasts. I was really thankful to even have the opportunity to sit with both the counselors and our clinical staff. They have such great knowledge to impart.
Well, and if you are the parent of a child of this age, and really, you know, once they get to the point where it's like, how was your day?
Yes.
They don't even say words.
Anything else? Can you give me anything?
A little bit. Nothing. So if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, and you want to get a good takeaway or learn a little bit more about this subject, check out this latest series of podcasts. It's And So Much More.
Yes.
You can go to Central Health and we'll link this up. And you can also, here, you can find it. Look at all the places you can find it, guys.
Look
it's
at that.
Right there. It's just pretty much everywhere you get your podcast. Just search it. Mm-hmm. And since it's on Amazon Music, it's also available on your Alexa device. So all you got to do is ask Alexa to play it. How many podcast episodes have you done so far? It's a lot.
Oh my gosh, it's a lot. We're currently posting weekly. And so, you know, this year, I want to say at least 40, maybe more.
Yeah.
So many conversations. And it's everything, like you mentioned, from patient stories.
Yeah.
We had an incredible interview with a woman who had breast cancer. She had a double mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And we were in with her plastic surgeon and just heard about what that process was like for her and what the relationship looks like in that environment. Because a lot of times you have a strong relationship with like your primary care provider or someone who's really a part of that more regular care. But, you know, you wouldn't expect to have such a strong relationship with a plastic surgeon. But there was just such strong support from our plastic surgery team as she went through this process. And so, you know, patient stories like that and then having adolescent mental health conversations later down the line. So there's such a wide variety about, and it's all what's happening in our community, in our health system, because there is so much.
Quite frankly, I'm glad that this information is out there and it's from real people having real discussions and real conversations, because I tend to self-diagnose using the Google.
Oh, no.
So no, you don't want to.
Yes.
Here. I have to emphasize this with sound. Don't.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, because then I'll actually go and make an appointment and go see a doctor and they're like, no, that's not it.
Yes.
No, that's not it.
And you spend all that time worrying. Yeah. Like, talk about anxiety. That's probably a key component right there.
But I also love the fact that, you know, that you can learn more about our local health system there. So we'll link this up and you can learn more. It's And So Much More. It is the Central Health Podcast hosted by Cammie Smith. Right there. So thank you. Thank you for what you do.
Yes,
so what is on the horizon then between now and the end of the year?
Yes. So we are going to have an interview that's going to be posting in December about our digital front door. So we have digital registration that will be going live first at the Langhorne Medical Center with some of the offices that are moving in there.
Okay.
And that is just a way to virtually take care of registration. It just simplifies the process moving forward. It helps, you know, all of that information on the back end with accuracy and with consistency, and then online scheduling coming next year, which is going to be huge for our patients.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but like, even if I'm making a hair appointment, I don't want to call and talk. I want to be able to go on your website and select my time call it a day.
It is a process.
It's such a process.
And I think it's in this day and age, it is an antiquated process of having to call, go through all those automated prompts, and then wait, and then you're yelling into the phone, I hate that.
Yes.
So being able to just, you know, go online or you know, open up an app and go doop 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 done. I got confirmation done. I'll be there.
Yes.
I like that. This is good information.
It's going to be so good. And with the opening of the Langhorne Medical Center, we're going to be putting a lot of content out about the offices that are in there. We have the ribbon cutting ceremony on December 3rd. So we'll be putting out a really cool drone fly through of the building.
Nice.
There's been a lot of intentionality that's gone into this new building. It is really going to centralize appointments and offices that... It just makes sense to, instead of having to bounce around, you know, the area to get to your appointments, it's all going to be in one place. And so it's going to be good. So we're going to talk about that. That's coming.
Okay. So stay tuned for that. And we'll keep folks posted as well.
Yes.
Maybe you can join us that week.
Yeah, I would love that.
And keep us up to date. We will be back December 1st and then all through till Christmas Eve. We actually do a Christmas Eve show.
way. I love that. Okay.
Yep. We do the Christmas Eve show and then we're pretty much done.
Okay.
But between then and then, you can come back and give us an update on the new building.
Yes. Absolutely.
Very cool. We're looking forward to it. Cammy joins us at least once or twice a month to talk about things that are going on with Centra Health. And you can learn more if you visit centrahealth.com. Just search And So Much More podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts, people, they're all right there.
It's all there.
You can search for the podcast and keep up to date. It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right. Time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very, very afraid. Who knows? All right. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. In mistletoe news, a study found that the act of kissing.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
No, kissing. The act of kissing probably dates back 20 million years or more, long before humans were around. Lots of other animals do it, not just us. They're still not sure why. Why? We've evolved to kiss. In space news, NASA released the best photos yet of the interstellar object zipping through our solar system. Yep. Here, we happen to have one of those photos right here. Oh, my. It really is. Yeah. They finally found us. Thank God. Anyway, no, that's of course, the Battlestar Galactica. I'm a nerd. Okay, so do you want to see the actual photo? I like this one instead. But let's see the actual photo. Here, share screen. Click that. Are you ready? You ready? Okay, it's mind blowing. You ready? There. According to NASA, the best photos yet of the interstellar object zipping through our solar system. Wow. That's a good one too. There's a good one. Quite frankly, I could get a better picture than that from the ground at night. Oh, there we go. Oh, who's Lucy? Where's she going? She's just leaving. There's the comet. Is it going towards Mars? I thought it was already... Oh, that was September 16th. Okay, so that was when it was getting close to Mars. And then there's Lucy. And then there's the Earth. And there's the Sun. That's a close-up. Best close-up yet. Now, with these stunning images, okay, that NASA has provided, they say it's a comet, not aliens. The Harvard guy who's been pushing the alien thing still isn't convinced. I wonder why. He says they didn't really offer anything new, and they're still just guessing. It might be another few weeks before there's enough data to say for sure. Are you sure? Are you sure? All right. I personally don't know. Where was the thing? And the other thing. Oh, image file. There we go. Personally, I like this one. That one's so much better. That fills me with so much more hope. What else? Get rid of the Galactica. In art news, I said get rid of Galactica. There we go. In art news, have you ever looked at an abstract painting and thought, you know what, my kid can do a better job than that? Researchers had a bunch of little kids and adults try to paint like Jackson Pollock, and they all sucked at it. The ones done by adults were rated as slightly better than the kids' paintings. In booze news, a study found going California sober. What is that? Well, it's where you only smoke weed, of course. It might help you drink less. It's not clear if it works long term, though. They basically just got people stoned. They didn't make them drink, but they had booze available. The highest people drank 27% less. They were probably too busy eating. They had the munchies. And in the weirdest science news of the week, archaeologists in Israel may have found the earliest known artifact showing a human getting it on with an animal. It's a 12,000-year-old figurine that apparently shows a woman being mounted by a goose. I said,
nice beaver.
No, thank you.
Goose.
I just had it stuffed.
By the
Let
goose.
Me help you with that.
Yeah, by the goose.
There we go.
Anyway. Finally, in winter weather news, a team at Virginia Tech may have come up with a better way to defrost windshields. They figured out how to zap it off with a high voltage electricity instead of heat. It's faster, but they're not clear how they would do it safely in cars. And there you go. those stories and more. It's nerd news this week in science. It's just science. All right. Coming up, We have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. Well, I think you'll like it. It is National Stuffing Day. November 21st. And almost time to get stuffed with all that stuffing.
Come on in and be seated. We're already eating. Welcome to my crazy home. Hey, honey. There's green bean casserole and warm crescent rolls. But please leave all that stuffing alone. Even though I was starving, I did all the carving. But turkey is not what I need. Keep the cranberry sauce and that gross bowl of squash. But send all that stuffing to me.
Yep. All right. Viral videos. Are we going to that? Yes. All right. Speaking of turkeys. A woman in New Mexico has gone viral after posting this TikTok video of her eating Chick-fil-A in the car with her pet turkey. I mean, it's a pet turkey. No, it sits in a dog bed and suddenly pecks at the food.
Say good morning. Say good morning. Say perfect. We are doing Chick-fil-A again this morning. I got the sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast bullet. That's a big bite. So I'm going to have... Ah! You got me. Okay, eat the egg. Here. Good boy. Was it scrambled? Okay. Good. So happy for you.
Is it gross that the bird pecks at the egg on her fork and then she eats the rest? Anyway. Okay. A woman on TikTok broke down why some of your Starbucks drinks taste different depending on the size. Well, let's listen.
A short is 8 ounces. You get one shot. Tall, 12 ounces. You get one shot. Hold up. But a tall's bigger. So when you get a tall, it's going to be less of that espresso flavor than if you get a short, right? Grande, you get 2 shots, it's 16 ounces. Then you get into the venti, it's not as bad as the tall. You're still getting 2 shots, but it's 20 ounces. If you're someone that actually like likes the taste of espresso and whatever, you're gonna wanna get a short or a grande, right? And then if you're like, ooh, I just like a little bit of the taste, or I just really like the sweet treatness of it, you're gonna wanna go more in the tall venti range.
Okay, why does this New York City subway station smell like Christmas? Typically, it smells like weed and urine. Well, maybe not so much urine around this time of the year because it's cooler. But still, it just smells like weed and urine. Anyway, Bath and Body Works is making the New York City subway system smell like Christmas. They've added diffusers on a platform at Grand Central that releases puffs of air to smell like vanilla. and fresh pine. Here are a couple people taking the subway describing it.
It's like a garden fresh smell.
But we're from California, so we smell all those smells all the time anyway.
Not in New York.
Yeah, not in New York.
No, it smells good.
Lemon pledge.
All right. A New York woman's afro has been certified by Guinness World Records as the world's largest. Here's the record holder, Jessica L. Martinez, talking about her afro that measures 6 feet, 2.87 inches in circumference.
To be a Guinness World Records icon, it's surreal, but it's actually something that I prayed for. I actually one day was like, you know, God, if they recognize people who've been in the book for a long time, I wouldn't even go for the record anymore. So it actually happened. So for it to actually happen, I was just like blown away. So it's more than just the title and the pictures.
Okay. Let's see. Skip that. All right. I know this. Bill Smith knows this. Yes, Bill. Hi. Bill Smith from Smith Special Productions and also who has worked many, many, many Macy's Thanksgiving Day parades at Macy's. Well, do you know, other than Bill and I, do you know who is the first balloon character at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade almost 100 years ago? I'll give you a hint.
Felix the cat.
There you go.
The wonderful, wonderful cat.
In 1927,
he reaches into his bag of tricks.
It was Felix the cat.
The cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat.
Now, the balloon was filled with oxygen, not helium. It was supported by handlers with poles. They began using helium the following year. Chevy Chase admits it was a mistake to leave SNL after the very first year. He says it in the trailer for his new documentary about him coming to CNN. Here's part of it with comments from Dan Aykroyd, Goldie Hawn, Martin Short, and Lorne Michaels.
Hi, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not. And here's a look at the trailer for my new documentary.
Chevy Chase, exciting and talented.
Very, very funny.
Ready to say something sarcastic or edgy.
He's the asshole who you love.
It was a mistake to leave SNL.
When Hollywood wants you, they're pretty good at it.
Chevy had massive movie star hits.
And then, of course, it went downhill from there.
Would you work with him again?
Are you kidding me? It's Chevy Chase.
I am who I am, and I like who I am.
All right, that documentary comes out. I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. Premieres on CNN New Year's Day and then will stream on their app. They have an app? Okay. Let's see. We going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right, we got a comedian. Today is no exception. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Tim Harmston says his family has a very strange Thanksgiving tradition.
Thanksgiving, yes! Who likes the cooking and the home-cooked food and all that stuff? The pie, you got the whipped cream and the pecan pie and the sweet potatoes. Turkey. Yeah, turkey is the big one. In my family, a lot of people make a traditional turkey. We make what we call turducken bacon bear. If you haven't heard of it, what you do is you take a chicken and you put it inside of a duck, and you put the duck inside of a turkey, and then you put that turkey inside a live grizzly bear. And then, yeah, and you wrap the grizzly bear with bacon. Oh yeah, shave the bear, okay? It's the hardest part, but it's rewarding because nobody enjoys bear hair in their teeth.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it. Let's make eye contact though. Give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get more stupid, if that's even possible. We got your stupid criminals in dot news, but then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH, from here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent? The one where you made fun of his new haircut?
How long have you been under there?
Quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit danvillebhotel.com or theholbrookdanville.com for reservations and more information.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in Da News. A 41-year-old man in Florida named Anthony Day was recently spotted marching down a street buck naked in 36-degree temperatures. He wasn't even wearing socks. A driver saw him and called police. The police asked Anthony, "What gives? What's going on?" And he said, here, let's see, what do we got here? Sheriff Grady Judd talking about it.
We did get some security footage from a Tesla. That's right. A man's going to work. It's 36 degrees. And this dude is walking down the road buck naked. He's not even wearing his socks. So this nice man called the sheriff's office. We responded, and there he is, marching down the side of the road. We ask him, "What are you doing?" "Well, it's a TikTok challenge." "Well, you don't even have your cell phone. You're really naked when you don't have your cell phone." "Nope." So we arrested him for obvious violations of the law. He went to the jail. without any clothes on, but naked.
I'll bet he was popular. Anthony didn't want to answer any more questions to protect his privacy and initially gave the officers a fake name and fake address. He was charged with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, resisting an officer without violence. He was booked in jail, buck naked. All right. What else? Do we have another stupid criminal, or are we going to good news? There's buck naked. Where's that? There's this one. There's that one. Okay. We are. We're going to good news. There is good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there's so much stupidity. Oh, God. Can we do a runaway pig? Let's do that one. I mean, there's another one. It's a senior couple that gets married at a YMCA swimming pool. But nah. No, we're going to go with runaway pig. Police in Albuquerque caught that runaway pig, got loose on the interstate last week, and now it has a forever home. Whoever he belonged to didn't come forward, but a couple who already had a pig wanted another pig. They named him Boris. They should have named him Borat. Maybe that's the other name of their other pig. Boris, B-O-A-R-I-S. Here's Catherine Hitchman talking about their new piggy.
When we saw him running, we just saw his little spirit and how hard he was working to survive. And we just knew that he would fit right in with our pig.
There you go. That is the good news. Oh, wait. I have a better name for him. It's
Bacon. It's Bacon!
No, it's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year, funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, be the change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. And let me bring up the graphic here. See if I've got a graphic anyway. Yep. Almost. There we go. Yeah, let's do that one. Yeah, we'll do that one. And get rid of that. There we go. And then share screen and bring it up. And boom. All right, we will be broadcasting live and on location tomorrow from Lynchburg Community Market. We're going to be set up there along with Share Greater Lynchburg. And we're going to be talking with folks about, why it's important to give good and volunteer and donate and help out this holiday season. And if you'd like to learn more about what Share Greater Lynchburg does, you can always go to their website or their social media, or you can join us at Lynchburg Community Market. And we're going to be talking with folks. We're going to be talking with folks who already volunteer and give good in our local community. So please join us. And then on December the 2nd, it is Giving Tuesday, and we'll tell you more about that as well. Today is the last show of November. We are off for Thanksgiving week. We're taking off starting after Bright Nights Festival. You can catch me at Bright Nights Festival. We're not setting up a booth, but I am setting up the sound system over at the tree, because apparently they only had a dinky little speaker last year. I think it was like one of those Bluetooth speakers or something. They only had a dinky little speaker last year, and nobody could hear the presentations. So I'm bringing the big sound system, and we will have plenty of sound, plenty of boom, plenty of microphones, and we'll be there. You can catch us at Lynchburg Community Market tomorrow. Then you can catch us at the Bright Nights Kickoff Festival at Craddock Terry on Commerce Street, and then all throughout Commerce Street and the Bluff Walk, you'll be able to catch us. But you'll see me specifically over running sound at the Craddock Terry. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday, December the 1st. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday, December the 1st, but you get a whole week without us. So, again, happy Thanksgiving.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
434.